Hello?
Hi, is this Brent?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Brent. This is Jesse with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not sure if you recall, but you and I spoke at the beginning of the month about getting your company on Google.
I just got a call from somebody else trying to get me on Google. Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm definitely not going to do my flooring business. My knife sharpening business, I would be open to the idea.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But, so how much is that going to run?
Well, so, at the beginning of the month, we, had talked about the price for two businesses and the price for one business. If you wanted to just do one of the businesses, at the time I told you $249 with a $99 setup fee, but that's why I was calling. We actually have a 4th of July special going on right now. So I could actually waive the setup fee and just do the price for $249 month to month to get you started.
And what does that include?
So it's the first page of the map section, Brent, for up to 15 keyword phrases. We do submit your company with up to 60 directory listings, you know, like BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, just to name a few. That would get you sponsored Facebook ads, Bing's first page, and then we get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa and smart cars. It also does come with a complete customized tracking and reporting system. So, I mean, we don't want you to just take our word for everything. You'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, even the location of the searches that are performed. So we'll be able to kind of cover everything for you, and you'll be able to see everything on the back end, as well as being able to get a hold of your account management team at any time, Monday through Friday.
Okay, and so I'm a mobile business. So how's that going to work? Because I bounce around. Like today I was just in South San Francisco, and then I'm going to Vallejo, then I'm going to Benicia. So I'm mobile. I don't have a brick and mortar. I have to bring my services to the people.
Yeah. I mean, Brent, 90% of contractors don't have a brick and mortar address. So in order to get listed on Google for the knife sharpening business, you do need to have an address, but we can hide that address online. So nobody has to see it. That's absolutely something that we could do, 100%.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, perfect. So now, Brent, before I start getting everything set up, though, did you have any other questions?
I'm sure I do. My brain just went, I got a lot
blank?
More on it. sorry.
No problem. Just if you think of anything, you can stop me at any given time and let me know, all right?
Okay, so, are we going to set this up right now, or?
Yeah, it'll take me like 10 minutes. Won't take very long.
Okay.
Okay, so, Brent, what's your last name?
Evans.
Oh, I should know that. That's the name of your other company. and then what is the best email for you?
BrentEvans1974@yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and I'm going to send you over an email right now. It's going to be from my personal work email. So it'll have my extension and phone number in it, as well as everything that you're paying for in writing. So you just can have that for your records.
Okay.
I'm sending that over to you right now. And then I remember I kind of – maybe this was you that I had been talking to about, but you had wanted a website, right, for this company?
I have a website. It's just not very good.
Okay, because you do e-commerce, correct? Like you're selling these online as well?
No. I'm just a mobile business.
Sharpening.
Like I went and serviced an institution that the airlines use for all their food.
Oh,
so
wow,
I went
that's
and
cool.
I went to South San Francisco today. And I sharpened like 80 knives for somebody. And so there's a real need for my services, and there's not a lot of people doing it.
Yeah.
So I want to make myself available and have that information. So if somebody does say knife sharpening, especially for like institutions and restaurants and big food service, commercial food service, I really want to make myself available to them. This last customer that found me was found me on Yelp. So I think that if I'm on Google, it's going to be even better. That's the clients that I'm looking for. I'm looking for these big institutions in industrial areas that are doing food service and need knives sharpened on a large scale.
Okay. Okay. Well, we can get you listed for those keywords. Absolutely.
Okay.
The only reason I was asking though about the website is I can include a website at no additional cost. I just didn't see one for this company. So is that something you'll be interested in? Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
The best address for you, is it going to be the 52 Palm Lane?
Yes. That's my home address.
Okay. Wonderful. And I'm just going to get some basics here about the company just to kind of run everything down, real quick. I'm going to get some, again, basics about the company, set you up for payment. I'm going to go ahead and, get you in with a client interview. That'll be for, you know, Friday or Monday, whatever you have more free. That phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. And it's just where they're going to start getting everything all set up, your keywords, you know, if you have any type of mission statement for your website, stuff like that. So then from 5 to 7 days, you'll get your reporting dashboard as well as your directory submissions. From 10 to 12 days, we'll get you on mobile devices as well as getting you your Google business profile up and running. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get the website done as well as getting the Facebook ads going. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. So just to kind of break it all down. Now, everything I'm going to mention here, Brent, is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. So, first off, I mean, I seriously doubt that it's required for your industry, but do you have any, licensing or insurance at all for this company?
I have insurance. Yes, I have insurance. And I have a DBA, and that's doing business as cutting edge, and then I have liability insurance. That's all that's really needed for this.
Okay, perfect. And then the logo you have here, that's you're pretty happy with that logo, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to play around with something different, I'm always open.
Okay.
I
would say that anything that we would do logo-wise would probably be pretty comparable to what you already have. But I can put that you want one and you can just see if you like it or not. You want to do that?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
You never know. It might be awesome and I might be in love with it.
Okay. Perfect. what are your hours of operation? Are you kind of like a 24/7 sort of thing or?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I could be 24/7.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I'll just put that. It's always better to have open availability anyways. Mm-hmm. If somebody has a big event or something at night, I'm sure that's something you would do, right?
Or, yeah, maybe sometimes they can't give up all their knives during the day, so I would have to come in at night. And that would be nice for me where there's no traffic and,
Yeah. Okay. And then the best way to contact you, Brent, is that going to be phone, text, email, all of the above?
Yes, all of the above.
Okay. And now, would you be interested in something called a call tracking number? Basically, what this is, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. Essentially, this is a great way to track calls directly coming from Google, from your Google business profile. But it also does help to kind of eliminate any other marketing callers or, any type of spam callers. It does come with an app. It's totally optional, though. It's included if you'd like.
So will they still be able to see my number if they are, Googling it? Like if they Google my services, will they still be able to see my number, but they click on it and it goes through another number? How does that work?
No, so if they Google, like, knife sharpener, and your Google business profile will come up, right? Then it'll have this phone number, but when they click to call it, it'll be directed to the 367 number. So it's kind of like having a business line, basically.
I think I want to just keep my number.
Okay. Oh, totally fine. Like I said, it's completely optional. Your mind, you can always let them know in the future too, you know.
Yeah, that way I just want people that are having my services to have direct, you know, contact with me, and my phone number is part of my business, so.
Okay, perfect. So now, Brent, do you have a Facebook business profile for this company, or do you want us to create you one?
Yeah, no, I have Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, perfect.
It's _ cutting edge sharpening.
You know, it's funny. I was actually recently talking to somebody about you because somebody else I was talking to had, a construction company, and they were opening up another business as their retirement plan. I was like, oh, yeah, I've recently talked to somebody else just like that.
what business were they doing?
Honestly, I can't remember. I just remember thinking of you when that came up. But, So I'll find your profile right now. One second. And then you said you had a website for this company. Now, the website domain name, do you own that domain?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. Did you get it through, like, Wix or GoDaddy or something like that?
Yeah. My ex set it up for me.
Okay.
Through one of those things. So, no, I don't own the domain name.
Okay. So we can get you a domain name that'll be closest to your business name.
Okay.
You know, it will be like, cuttingedgemobile.com or, you know, whatever, you know, closest to that we can absolutely get.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be great.
Okay. All right. And then do you want to add anybody as an authorized user on the account, like, a spouse, a partner, or anything?
Sure. Selene Evans.
Selene? I like that name. Evans. Okay. So I'm assuming that's your wife, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So I'm going to set you up for your client interview here. Now, one second. Let's see what I have available.
Friday would be way better for me if you have anything.
Yeah, there's actually plenty of availability on Friday, except for at 7 a.m. But we do client interviews from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., any time in between that. What time would work for you?
About noon.
Okay, so actually that's the only one time that they're on lunch. But so
okay,
we do it.
1 o'clock?
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So it'll be from 1 to 2. The whole call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, all right?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I got everything I need here. Now, as far as billing goes, it's going to be the same address you gave me, right?
Yes.
Okay. One second. Concord is kind of far from San Francisco, isn't it, though?
No, it's not too bad. It's about 20 minutes with no traffic, but it was...
Oh, okay.
I went to South San Francisco, so it was an hour for me.
Okay.
And then a little bit more than an hour coming home, but it was worth it because it's a large... It's a big account, so I don't mind going there for something like that.
I don't know. I used to live in San Francisco briefly, and Northern California, like Santa Rosa area, but I never have been to Concord, so I just kind of thought that it was further away.
You know where Walnut Creek is? Walnut Creek.
I don't know. I feel like when you say Walnut Creek, I think of Sacramento. Isn't there a Walnut Creek in Sacramento?
No. It's just east of San Francisco. It's really about a 25-minute drive from here to the Bay Bridge.
Okay.
But
I mean, that's not bad at all.
No.
All right. So I got everything here set up now. Brent, are you going to be doing a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. Now I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
All right. 4259. Mm-hmm. 0729.
Mm-hmm.
9016. Mm-hmm. 0474.
Okay, and then the expiration?
Is 1025.
Okay, and then the security code?
Is going to be 914.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Brent, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the 249. I'm going to reach you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So it's, Brent, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cutting Edge Mobile Sharpening.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brent Evans, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So now, Brent, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So, part of being actively involved in your campaign, I am sending you over an email right now. It's going to say Google pictures needed for Google verification. Just send in everything that you can. If you can reply to this email before your client interview, that's going to be super helpful in speeding along the process. But it's just pictures that will help to get your Google business profile up and running.
Okay.
So, and then please be advised that as a result of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So at this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, just ask them this question. They'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
The city I was born in.
Okay, what was that?
Oakland.
All right, perfect. So now, Brent, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, Brent, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of June 29th, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 29th of the month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Client support's number has been texted and emailed to you. So in order to deactivate your services, you just need to let them know 3 days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. The last thing that I need from you before you're good to go for your client interview is just you should have gotten a text message just now. So if you can put me on speakerphone, the text message, it'll say, Brent, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice. Let me know when you see that email or that text message there.
Okay, I got the one from you, Jesse. It says, thank you. Okay, yes, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So
Well, yeah. There's a bunch of messages. Thank you for choosing local stuff. Invoices in the Okay.
Yeah, it has a link there. It says My Local Splash Terms, and then it has your phone number. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So if you could do me a favor and open that up, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. So, this is just everything we discussed in writing. You can take your time, look this over, but just to go over it, the things that are included are the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submission, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting and live client support. So things that you can upgrade to at any point would be Google Workspace or Google Ads. Google Guaranteed is just not offered for your industry, but the other two at any point you can upgrade to. But, you know, Facebook Ads are actually better than Google Ads anyway, so I really don't see you having to do that. But once you're done looking this over, Brent, just scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says, I certify I am the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature.
Okay, I did. And then it says username, password.
Perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So it'll be emailed and texted to you. So just look out for that.
Okay.
So just to recap a little bit, your client interview is going to be tomorrow from 1 to 2. They will be calling you from the 877 number that's been texted to you, so I always just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. Your account management team will always call you from that number. Just if you could send a reply to that email before your client interview tomorrow, that would be amazing and getting everything, you know, started. And okay. Other than that, Brent, I just want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any other questions at all?
So does this include Facebook ads?
Yes, correct.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. The Facebook ads are super helpful, for sure.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, cool. I'm really excited, Jesse. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm super excited, too. I'm glad I was able to reach out to you again. So, definitely look out for that call, and, we'll get everything started tomorrow, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Brent. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.